trying to make it right. These people won't let me go. I'm just trying to live my life. I just need space to grow. I'm just trying to make it right. These people won't let me go. Let me grow, let me go. Let me grow, let me go. They should know, they should know. They should know, they should know. I'm just trying to live my life. Need space to grow. I'm just trying to make it right. These people won't let me go.
Welcome to the Tea with Bree. I'm your host, Bree. Thanks for listening. The Tea with Bree podcast is focused on deep, honest, and vulnerable conversation. Each week, I sit down with a different guest in order to have those conversations. Every week, we'll start my guest's bio, an intro into how we know each other, and then we'll go into a deep dive conversation about whatever topic they brought to me that week. This week, I am joined by my guest, Dr. Gina Nick. Dr. Gina Nick is a world-renowned naturopath, physician, researcher, and formulator based in Newport Beach, California. With a dedication to holistic wellness, she's known for her expertise in treating a wide range of health concerns, from autoimmune disease to addiction, recovery, anxiety, and more. After graduating from medical school, she became the director of research for a leading supplement company, earning the company billions. She's since held the roles of executive healthcare consultant to local and government agencies and president emeritus of the California Naturopath Doctors Association. As the founder and director of HealthBridge in Newport Beach, California, her practice was awarded Top Medical Practice 2017, a testament to her commitment to excellence. As a published author, entrepreneur, and certified yoga instructor, Dr. Gina is a multifaceted professional with a passion for improving the lives of others. With her unwavering commitment to nurturing health naturally, she is not just your typical medical professional. Dr. Gina is a nurturing soul, a devoted mom, and an advocate for holistic well-being. She's licensed in both California and Hawaii and is excited to share her journey with you. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Bri.
Thank you for coming on. You have truly picked the perfect time. I've been on a wellness journey myself, and I've had a lot of folks who have felt inspired by that journey. And actually, people have been asking for more medical professionals to come on and talk about different ways towards wellness and how to gear themselves towards a more healthy lifestyle. So I'm actually very excited to have you because I feel like we're going to have a very riveting conversation.
Awesome.
So I want to start with what made you want to go into medicine? I feel like that is a very daunting task. And so whenever I see a medical professional, I'm like, God bless, because I watch medical shows and I'm like, couldn't be me, but you all do it. So I would love to start there.
And it's so different today, you know, than it was back when. That's a really good question. From when, as young as I can remember, like elementary school, I always said I was going to be a doctor. I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to learn how to take care of animals. And then I wanted to tap dance on the side so I wasn't bored. Those were my goals in life. And man, I stuck to those. Like, that was what I was going to do. That's what I've done. So I don't know, you know, if I was brought into this world partially to do that or what. But it's been with me, you know, from when I was as young as I can remember. Okay. As far as wanting to be a doctor, that kind of shifted when I was doing my undergrad, kind of going the medical route, pre-med, UCLA, college honors, all the stuff. And my academic counselor was like, he gave me a brochure for a naturopathic medical school. What is this? You know, and it was, and I was always off in the library studying nutrition. Like, I was just so interested in nutrition and supplements and exercise. And he's like, this just sounds more like you. And that was kind of it. I went and visited a naturopathic medical school. I'm like, this is what I want to do. I get to be a doctor, and then I get to actually do and talk and learn about the things I really, truly believe in, you know, and I'm interested in. So, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, how would you define, you said naturopathic, nutropathic medicine?
Yeah, naturopathic medicine, I look at it as somewhere in between, like holistic medicine and allopathic medicine, you know, drugs and surgery. So it's like somewhere in between where there's a deep appreciation for drugs and surgery and using those and recommending them when necessary. Mm-hmm. And there's a deep appreciation and connection with nature and the body's ability to heal itself, provided you give it what it needs. Mm-hmm. So figuring out how to know what it needs and you remove any of the barriers to cure. You know, so that's, and really with naturopathic medicine, it's trying to get to the underlying cause. So you become a detective and figuring out, okay, what's really behind all of these symptoms and what this person is experiencing.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. On my own personal journey, like I started really getting serious about getting healthy when I was 22. I had a very young nephew, and at like 22, 23, I was like my heaviest weight ever been. I was exhausted. And I was like, I want to be able to keep up with him and do stuff for him. So like for the last like 10-ish years, it's been off and on. But like the last year, I'm like very dedicated. Like I've been getting more sleep, drinking more water, like working out in ways that feel right for me. And so I think that's why I'm really excited to talk to you, because there's been some recent health stuff that has come up for me that I've talked about on the show. Like both of my parents had cancer, my maternal grandfather had cancer. And so now I'm starting my own like screening process of just like genetic testing and all these other things. But I've always been a sort of person of looking at all different ways of health and wellness and medical advice of, you know, I've gone to a holistic doctor before because I don't get regular periods. And so I got recommended by a friend to go see her, and she gave me some supplements that really helped because I am not sexually active, but being on birth control just didn't feel right for me. And so getting another perspective and another person's input for that really worked for me. And, you know, being able to talk to people about that of like, I, as a Black woman, feel like I have to advocate for myself so much in the medical field. And so having doctors who like agree and listen and don't just shut the door has been very helpful for me in my journey for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, and you know, like your genetic background, you know, and your ethnicity and your sex, all of those things impact how a particular medication is going to work or not work for you. And a lot of the research, I mean, a lot of the research was done on men originally, you know, mm-hmm. and then now there's some more, you know, on women, but still even with nutritional supplements, a lot of the data isn't specific for women, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I can appreciate what you're saying. And actually, one of the interviews I was just on, we were talking about young women being put on birth control and not really being educated on what that means. Those are synthetic hormones, just like, you know, hormone replacement therapy for a woman going through menopause. Same hormones, you know, and there are risks to that. And there, you know, there is a consequence to taking them. And so being able to really understand the benefits, the risks, are there any other options to try first? And usually there are.
Yeah. And, you know, so. That was a conversation I had with my gynecologist recently, because long story short, like I've had an eating disorder since I was really young, but like I build muscle really quickly. So my weight is always a little higher. And so she and I were talking because I don't get a regular period. And her first thing was suggesting losing weight without asking a question or just putting me on birth control. And again, me having been in this race all my life, I'd be like, you didn't ask a single question. Let me inform you of what's going on. And also, I'm not a person who's just going to take a med to see what could potentially happen, especially like we did like a transvaginal scan, like all these things, like everything looks normal, all these things. And I'm like, so for me to go on this medication to have a period when I can try other things first, like eating more, eating better, all these other things. And so I think it was a really interesting perspective for her, because she is an older Black woman. And so I gave her a lot of grace and space to like have that conversation. But in that moment, I was like, you need to ask more questions. Like, you can't just make the assumption that like these things are happening. Like, she was like, well, how often do you work out? I was like, literally every day. And I probably burn like 600 calories. And she was like, shocked to hear that. I was like, yeah, like, I'm like, you could check my Apple Watch. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, exact, like, just ask a question. Like, and that's what I tell my friends now too. Like, they get so nervous to advocate for themselves, cause like, well, doctors went to school, Mike, but you know your body. Like, if something is off, if like something feels confusing, like ask the question and have the conversation, but you have to tell them what is happening.
Exactly. I mean, that's, I love that you said that, because I literally say it to every patient. You know your body better than anybody ever will. You've been living in it your whole life. And so, you know, connect with yourself and trust your inner compass really first. And then, yeah, meet with healthcare providers, educate yourself with information that resonates with you. Mm-hmm. And that you can connect with, that really makes sense to you and feels right to you, you know, so it's really a partnership, you know, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, you are your best teacher and you are your best guide, you know, mm-hmm. and so always remembering that, you know, and oftentimes I think women, people in general, but you know, women tend to give their power away, mm-hmm. right, to authority. And it's like, no, doctors are human beings, you know? And so they went to school and you know, we have knowledge and a passion, hopefully, for helping, right, to heal, helping with the healing process. But you have so much power within you. And the body's always trying to heal it. It's my truth that the body has the ability to heal itself if you give it the tools it needs to do so. And that it's always working for you. Your body's always working for you, you know, so treat it that way, you know, and nurture it in that way. It's brilliant. You know, one of the things I love about having gone to medical school is just, it's amazing when you study, you know, histology and physiology and biochemistry and just, I mean, the body is so brilliant, so complex and so brilliant that it's like you're kind of in awe. And so have, you know, honoring this, you know, beautiful, amazing, you know, thing called a human body. So,
yeah, I think if I sit and think about like, what your body does all day too long, my brain starts to like short circuit. I'm like, you literally get a cut in your finger and there's like so many things that happen in your body, like,
yep,
or like growing a fingernail back, like there's just so many things that right. happen. I'm like, if we just sat and thought about all day, I think our brains would like melt. And I'm just like, that is so complex and fascinating. And that's why I have to like tell people, like, you have to listen to your body too. Like, I think so many people ignore the signals too, like, it's nothing, it's fine, it's this and this, that. And that's, you know, recently we were doing breast cancer screenings for me between like genetic testing and then actually like going for a mammogram and an ultrasound, because my mom had cervical cancer, and so the correlation between cervical cancer and breast cancer, we're crossing all of our T's right now. And so like I went to the doctor, I went to my gynecologist in February. There was nothing, but she wanted me to start this genetic testing. So she referred me to oncology. And then my oncologist and I had a meeting in April and I felt something. And then I recently went to get the mammogram and ultrasound done. And the mammogram and ultrasound tech were great. Love them both. Yeah. Melody and Sal, top tier. But the radiologist came in to like explain my scans to me, and like, again, as a person who loves to know things and will always take any knowledge I can get between like Google and TikTok, mostly listening to people who got diagnosed with breast cancer really young. I have a friend who actually just got diagnosed recently and she's 30. And so just like collecting all this data and information, and obviously like not wanting a breast cancer diagnosis, but like knowing that something was off, and trying to tell this to this doctor. She was just so like, you're fine. There's nothing, that you're fine. But again, didn't ask a question, didn't like talk me through this. And so I just appreciate doctors like yourself who are very invested in the conversation and doing what you signed up for, to like be a doctor who is in partnership to help you figure out what is happening, versus like a doctor who like, yes, went to school, but the margin of error still exists, especially like people who have denser breasts. And we see, you know, the occurrence in younger women getting diagnosed with breast cancer sooner, but like she didn't even want to have a conversation with me. She was one of the doctors that just made me feel insane. I was like, I'm going to go because I just don't feel safe and heard here. And it was our first time meeting. I was like, I don't actually technically have to see her again. So I called my doctors who I have a relationship with, and we made a plan of action. But yeah, like you just saying, like, you know, having a doctor who is hopefully passionate about it, I'm like, that one experience can do so much damage. And I just want people to like find who works for you. Like you don't have to just settle for the first one out the gate, like finding a therapist. Like you can keep essentially interviewing people to find what works for you.
100%. And that's, you know, gosh, there's so much there. But early on in my career, I got really passionate about detoxification. And when you talk about cancer, so there's a connection between exposure to toxins and that triggering DNA damage and triggering that cancer response. And there's more, there's a lot to that, but there is definitely a connection between exposure to toxins, either produced in your body or from the environment, and that triggering, you know, cellular damage. And that's, so I've always been very interested and done a ton of research on how do you go about supporting the human detoxification system? Because there's actually a system in the body, just like the cardiovascular system or the hormone, the endocrine system, the digestive system, there's the human detoxification system. And it's comprised of the liver and the skin and the lymphatic system and the kidneys, the digestive tract and all of that. But every one of our trillions of cells are detoxing 24/7. And I find that so fascinating because, you know, our body and its innate intelligence, you know, innate wisdom knows the importance of this system, or it wouldn't be doing it all the time. So that's where I really did a deep dive, and I came across glutathione and the role that glutathione plays in supporting detoxification. And it's essential, and it's manufactured by every one of our cells. And it really helps to protect our body from the impact of these toxins. And as women, I mean, we're exposed to so many, and it's not just synthetic hormones. We're exposed to toxins in the environment that mimic hormones, that bind to our hormone receptors, and can cause cancer and a lot of other things. So there's something called xenoestrogens. They're toxins in our environment that we're all exposed to. They literally mimic estrogen, bind to estrogen receptors, and cause like estrogen dominance, and that can trigger inflammation, and there you go, you know? And so doing things, you know, day to day as women to support detoxification, I see as something you can do for yourself. It's very empowering because you're working with your body to support a system of your body that impacts everything, impacts your mood, impacts immune function, impacts everything, you know? And so I can't emphasize enough the importance of really understanding that you have this system in your body that's working 24/7 to get rid of the gunk, get rid of all the bad stuff that we're exposed to or that we're producing in our own bodies, and that there are ways to support it so that you can help to heal yourself.
And what was that called again? You said
glutathione. So glutathione is it's the mother of all, I call it the mother of all antioxidants. It's the master antioxidant. So like vitamin C is an antioxidant, right? And glutathione is like the powerhouse. And your body makes it to basically get rid of toxins, and also to protect your cells from the damage from exposure to toxins. So glutathione, it's called a tripeptide. It's a combination of three amino acids. And it's unbelievably powerful. I learned about it in school and I started using it in my practice early on. I would use it for treating like addiction. It worked really well. But it's also used for hormone balance, hormone clearance. And that I see more and more in my practice these days, because I treat a lot of women who are in perimenopause and menopause and going through all sorts of hormone fluctuations. And glutathione really helps to balance things out, you know, so that women who don't want to take hormones don't necessarily have to, but they don't have the symptoms associated with that hormone imbalance. So I've been on this journey of really deep diving into the power of glutathione. I wrote a little book about it. There's over 100,000 published studies on glutathione. That's why I sit here. I'm like, why doesn't everybody know what this is?
I've never heard of it. Yeah.
I know. I coined the phrase vitamin G because it's like as important as vitamin C, they work together. Glutathione and vitamin C work together. They actually help each other out in the body. But you're going to hear more and more about this antioxidant. Like I said, it's made in your body. It's naturally occurring. You get it from some foods. And so oftentimes people will be like, well, why did you formulate a supplement? We can just get, just tell us what foods to eat, you know? And no, that's helpful. Always start with diet and doing those things. But our bodies are exposed to so many toxins that, you know, we don't have the capacity to, you know, like our bodies get depleted of the amount of glutathione we have. And we're just not at, I don't think we've evolved to the point of being able to handle the sheer volume of toxins that we're exposed to these days. I mean, there's research on glutathione preventing a severe reaction to COVID even. And it's also used for neuroinflammation, which is basically inflammation of the brain that can lead to depression, anxiety. And people don't realize this, you know, like it can be just because of inflammation. Like if you're fighting an infection or you've something going on that's causing inflammation in your body, that can be the cause of your depression. And it's not necessarily a Prozac deficiency.
Right.
And so that's where glutathione, it's interesting in the brain, you have less glutathione than in the rest of your cells make less glutathione there. It makes the brain more vulnerable to toxins. And so, yeah, it's interesting. And so that's where glutathione can be very helpful in protecting your brain from, you know, becoming inflamed and having symptoms of depression, anxiety, and so forth.
I need you to know I'm riveted right now because I've never heard of this. And like, again, as a person who does ridiculous amounts of research, because I'm just like, I always want to know more. But like the comment you made about like people like, well, just tell us what to eat. I'm like, that goes back to like, we could eat more of a certain vegetable to get more vitamin C, but when you could take a supplement that'll just help boost that a little bit, it's the same sort of thing. I'm like, also like thinking about the sheer amount of food we would have to get to eat to, you know, get that same level in the supplement is what I'm also thinking about. But I'm like, I have never heard of, I'm going to call it vitamin G as well.
Vitamin G.
Which is so odd. And I think it's like, such a thing too. Like, I think it's so important to educate yourself and ask, like I said, ask questions to your doctor and other providers of like, what is out there that I need to be aware of? Cause you know, we've seen an increase in depression and anxiety since COVID, and we had to, you know, go into, you know, isolation and to keep everyone safe back when we did that in 2020. And, you know, now we see it, you know, COVID rates are going up again. And I'm just like, the more we know, the better. I'm like, cause why aren't we all taking something that'll just boost our immune system and help with our inflammation, especially for, like you're saying, people who are autoimmune or battling other things of like, because we don't know about it because no one tells us these things.
Right. I'm like, why doesn't everybody know about this? And I formulated the glutathione pixie sticks during COVID. I was homeschooling my daughter and, you know, and going and doing patient visits at home. And we were all kind of freaked out about what is this COVID thing and all of that. And so I created these, it's like a powdered form of glutathione, which by the way, not all glutathione works. A lot of the glutathione doesn't get absorbed in the body. That's the problem. And so I used to give something called liposomal glutathione, or I would inject it in patients, right? Not everybody wants to get a shot or get an IV. And then the liposomal form doesn't taste fantastic, right? So to get kids to take it, forget it, you know, and then adults, I didn't like it. And so I'm like, I'm going to create a glutathione that actually tastes good, but doesn't have sugar in it. And so that's where it happened during COVID. I created this formula. I just got really passionate and inspired and divinely guided in terms of the formula itself. And here we are, you know, and so the pixie sticks have glutathione in a form that's been clinically researched and proven to boost blood and red blood cell levels of glutathione. So it's a very expensive form of glutathione, but it actually works, right? And so, and then I added vitamin D3 and magnesium glycinate and zinc and vitamin C. And so it's like, if you're taking that, you've got the basics covered. Oh, and you're again, you're just supporting your own body's ability to defend itself and to heal and come back to balance. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's, and then I created it in a kid's form, a little smaller stick pack that I envision in, you know, every kid's lunchbox. Cause at least, or you know, when mm-hmm. they go to camp and you're, you know, packing them a lunch, throw that in there, because at least you're helping their little bodies to stay vital and protecting their brains. You know, glutathione's used even for like autism and attention deficit disorder. So it has so many uses, and it's because it's such a foundational mm-hmm. thing. You know, it's found in all of our cells, supports detoxification, which is so crucial, supports hormone balance, which is so crucial, you know, and lowers inflammation. So, yeah.
I'm riveted. I have so many questions. I'm like, point one, like how did you like, I know you said you researched, like you found this back in school, but I'm like, how did, of all of the options of supplements and things we need, yeah. the fact that you found this one that spoke so much to you that you're like, I need to like tell the world about it and like
yeah.
do all these things. Like, and I don't even know where to start. Like, how did that process look of finding it to the pixie stick now of like, and like not to like get all of your business, but like, how do we get from you find this thing in your body to now I'm going to find a way to get you more of it in a supplement form? Like, what does that trajectory look like?
Yeah. I mean, I learned about it in school. I was just, you know, passionate about detoxification. I thought it was the coolest thing. And I kind of studied on my own, even separate from what I learned in school. Mm-hmm. Like, most of what I learned about detoxification, I did not learn in medical school, even in naturopathic medical school. I did that. I did my own research, had my own experiences. I've tried every detox, you know, it was just something I was interested in. And then one of my first patients was an addict. And I gave him glutathione, and he was like, of all the things you've given me, that's been the most powerful thing. Mm-hmm. So that started it. That was like a little seed planted years ago. And then my nephew got diagnosed, one of my nephews, with autism. And when he was young, I kept telling my sister, we need to get him glutathione. He needs glutathione. Of all the things, that was, you know, I could have picked a ton of different supplements, but that was the, I thought, that's going to have the biggest impact on this precious child. And so couldn't give him an injection, and he wasn't going to take at that time that liposomal form. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, my sister reminded me recently, as these pixie sticks got launched, she's like, Gina, you've been working on this for a long time. Yeah. Because you were talking about that when he was a baby, mm-hmm. you know, and here we are fast forward 15 years. And, anyway, and then I got hired by a company who manufactures a form of glutathione proven to boost blood levels in oral form. And I had been formulating supplements my whole career. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was the director of research at Standard Process, right? So they're the leading supplement company, you know, in the country that caters to healthcare professionals, one of the leading ones. And so I just knew how to formulate. And I get hired by them, and I'm blown away by what I'm seeing as I do this deep dive into the use of glutathione. I'm like, this is even more amazing than I thought. Mm. And then fast forward to COVID and being at home and watching my daughter and watching what was going on in the world and, you know, looking at, okay, what is going to help people the most? People need to feel empowered about their own health. They need to be able to do things that support immune function, actually work, you know, lower inflammation to improve mood and all of that. So here we are, you know, and then from that, somehow the term vitamin G came into existence, and it just makes sense. And yeah, and so that's
everything.
Yeah. That's kind of the backstory.
Okay. I have to add it to my list of things that I take because I feel
compelled. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I definitely recommend looking into it. And the supplement I formulated is called Best Daily Ever. So if you go to bestdailyever.com, that's the, you know, and this is a funny story. So I chose a manufacturer, a highly reputable manufacturer, because I know all of the manufacturers in the industry. I've been in this industry all a long time. So I kind of know the back scene of what really happens. And I chose a larger one because I wanted to grow into, you know, just, you know, if this does well, I wanted them to be able to handle it. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to one of the executives there a couple of weeks ago, and she's like, Dr. Gina, you are the squeakiest wheel at our company. She's like, we have these huge companies that have been around a long time, and they're like, just make sure we can put this on the label and get out as many as you can at the least price. You know, they don't care about, you know, I'm getting certificates of analysis of every raw material, making sure, you know, that it's the glutathione in the particular form, and for them to prove to me that that's what they're actually using in my formulas. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the way down the line. And it's been a headache, let me tell you. It has not been an easy process to get the product to, you know, this stick. Mm-hmm. Like, it's taken a lot to get there. But she was like, nobody cares as much as you do about what's in the product. I'm like,
be the standard. Like, everyone should start where you are. Of like, we want to make sure the best form of whatever we're doing is getting to the people who are using it. That should be general safety practices.
I mean, for health, for the health of people and children, et cetera, you know, it's so essential. So anyway, yeah.
Listen, you be a proud squeaky wheel. I'm proud of you. Be a proud squeaky wheel. I want more squeaky wheels in the world. So if we all cared that much about everything we were doing in the world, in our daily lives, it would just make so many things better. But that's a different soapbox for a different day. I could talk to you for days on end, but I'm going to stop our conversation here. Before we go, I always like to ask my guest a final question. It's a two-parter, so you get to pick which one you want to answer. And the question is, what is the best advice you were ever given, or what is a piece of advice you would give to your younger self?
Gosh. I've been given this advice in different ways. I don't know if anybody's said like these specific words, but be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. There's, you know, you are your own unique human being here, and you've been gifted with time on this planet. Honor that and just be true to who you really are, who you genuinely are, and go with that. You know, find your purposes and do your best to fulfill those. You know, it's what you're here for. And know that you're always supported.
That's it for this week's episode of The Tea with Bree. Be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at The Tea with Bree. Send me an email at theteawithbree@gmail.com or visit the website, theteawithbreepodcast.com. You can find me, your host, Brianna Jenkins, on Instagram at Brianna Jenkins. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. A special thanks to Mama Duke for our theme music, and I will catch you next time. Bye.